When Elton John first saw two cellos perform, he said, "I can't remember seeing anything as exciting since I saw Jimi Hendrix live back in the 60s. Now, that's quite a recommendation, and actually, two cellos, Sulick and Hauser, will be performing at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium this Wednesday, April the 17th at 7:30 p.m. Welcome, gentlemen. It's so nice to be able to visit with you from Kentucky, apparently.
Yes, thank you for having us on your show.
Well, I know you are very busy these days on tour, and congratulations on your second CD, Intuition. It's absolutely marvelous.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Like it.
Oh, how could anyone not like it? Although you do give me whiplash with the amazing contrast and what you're able to do with your cellos. First of all, what was the process for recording this album? Because you have such a broad range of guest artists on the album.
What we are all about. We wanted to show the versatility and all the possibilities of cello, and wanted to show you can do anything on cello, and it's so great. And we don't really want to divide music into genres and categories. We just want to play music and anything that sounds good on cello, and it's like one big celebration of music.
Well, now, Stefan, you were the last student of Rostropovich.
And I used to have masterclass with him just before he died. I was so lucky because I was the last cellist that I had the chance to play for him, you know, in live. So.
And what would be his opinion, do you think, of what you are doing with your music?
He would be happy, I'm sure, because he himself was doing, you know, revolutionary things, and he wanted to make cello a popular instrument, and he made every contemporary composers of that time write for cello. So, and now we are 21st century, we are doing the same thing. I mean, we are adjusting contemporary music for the cello, and I'm sure he would be happy.
And you're doing it without restraint. It's absolutely amazing. You have guest artists on this album, including Elton John, and I believe he invited you to tour with him after he heard you. Is this correct?
Yeah, actually, he saw our video, which we posted on YouTube.
Ah, yes.
Which started everything for us. God bless internet, I say all the time.
Well, that was your breakthrough moment, I would guess, with the Michael Jackson Smooth Criminal version. Tell us a story of that.
Well, we were studying, you know, classical music and playing lots of classical music, and we knew each other for a long time since we were teenagers, but then we both ended up in London in 2010. Stefan just finished his postgraduate studies, and I started my postgraduate studies at the Royal Academy of Music. And we started hanging out there and thinking, what could we do? Something crazy and exciting with the cello and show all our energy, virtuosity, and, you know, also all the possibilities of cello. And we just decided to arrange Smooth Criminal on only two cellos, and we made the video ourselves and posted it on YouTube. And when we joined forces, everything just exploded and went crazy.
That is a crazy, explosive video. Anyone who hasn't checked out the Smooth Criminal version on YouTube needs to go right now and start clicking, because it's stunning. Amazing piece of work. And, well, on this Intuition album, you recorded with Elton John, Steve Vai, Lang Lang. Is it Zucchero?
Zucchero is an Italian singer.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then I have to ask, here you are, two very attractive and exciting young men, and you are recording Supermassive Black Hole, and Naya Rivera is in very close proximity to you both during the video. How did you keep your concentration?
It's hard. No, for young boys are like us. It's tough. No, the story of the video, we weren't supposed to look at her, even though we were tempted all the time. Because she was like a vision to us in a video, in a way, because we were in a spaceship and we were sort of fantasizing about her. So she wasn't really real. So when we played together, we weren't supposed to notice her, you know.
Yeah.
Because
I... I figured there was a story behind that. How many takes did that come to?
too much.
Too much, yes. No, your instruments, you have a selection of them, it appears. You have the standard wooden cellos, carbon fiber, and your electric. What are the advantages of each of those instruments?
Well, we always still record on our traditional wooden instruments.
Ah.
And for classical music, we prefer to play traditional cellos. But for our live stuff, which we are doing now, we use electric Yamaha cellos, which are amazing because they gave us much more capabilities in terms of effects, experimenting, and also they sound much more powerful live. So, and at the end, we have a drummer as well, so we have to sound as strong as possible. And
yes.
It's really a rock show. But also, they sound really nice in slow and beautiful melodies because we like our show to be, you know, loud and people can hear us. So, but they sound really nice on the big PA, so that's why we chose to play them.
Fabulous sound. Now, here's a big question. How often do you have to restring your bows?
Oh, I get this question all the time. It's like,
well, much more than other cellos.
I would guess so, yes. Yeah.
Well, we play with lots of intensity. Well,
because there's only two of us, you know, and we have to achieve the sound of the whole band with just two instruments. We have to really dig into the instrument and work hard. So that's why we lose so much hair on our bows.
Do you restring them yourselves by now?
No, we always bring a few horses with us on the road.
with thick tails, preferably.
Yeah.
Tell me about how the arrangements evolve. When you hear a tune, is one of you more the composer than the other, or does it happen between the two of you always?
It's equal. I mean, we are equally involved in everything we do, 50-50.
We, you know,
money wise too.
We listen to a song, and if it speaks to us emotionally, and if we like the artist and the message of the song, we also get to fit, you know, technically on cello. It has to have a certain riff or a certain melody, you know, that we can feel we can recreate it on the cello, you know.
Do you ever have to walk away from a tune that just doesn't work for what you do?
Yeah. Mm. There are many great songs that we love, but they just don't work on cello, so there is nothing.
Yeah. If the song is too much lyrics-based, you know,
yes,
then it wouldn't work on... Like, it's hard to rap on cello. We tried.
You've tried everything, I would guess. Talk to us a little bit about your personal experience, the difference between playing in a classical venue and playing in for these huge 30,000 people audiences.
Well, it's completely different experience. When we play classical venues and classical shows, when we used to play this, there wasn't light show, there wasn't screaming girls, there wasn't
terrible loss.
But it was completely different. It was like spiritual experience.
More intimate.
Intimate, and, you know, it's very magical. And then there is this show, like show business, which is like completely different. And we are so happy that we can experience both sides.
Now, in your recordings, you do have other instrumentation. Is that correct?
Other instruments?
Yes, in your recorded music, you do have other instruments.
No, we mostly use, apart from guest artists, which, of course, we had some guest artists like Steve White. But we always use only cello as our voice. And
You fooled me.
You hear, might seem like they're coming from other instruments, but we always use cello.
That is stunning. I just figured, these guys are two cellos plus other instruments. No, they're just two cellos.
No.
That is absolutely stunning. And I thank you so much for taking time to speak with me today. My guests, the Croatian duet, Luka Sulik and Stefan Hauser. They've just got their new CD, Intuition, out, and it's absolutely fabulous. They will be performing at UTEP's McGoffin Auditorium Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at the UTEP box office or through Ticketmaster. Gentlemen, be safe on the road, and we look forward to having you here in El Paso.
Thank you so much.